Here comes the sun, doo 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 doo. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. The sun, and I say it's all right.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so happy to be in studio today with Jackie Hansey. She is the Enrichment and Recreation Coordinator with Hastings Community Education, and we could not be more excited to hear what is going on at Hastings Community Ed during the summer. How goes it?
Good. It's been a good summer.
It's going fast.
We're kind of winding down on our youth programming for the summer.
Oh,
we have
fun.
A few classes kind of trickling
right.
through here.
And that's kind of nice, so people can still go on your website or they could go look in your booklet, and if their kids are getting on their nerves, they could sign them up for yet another
yep.
class.
Yeah, we've kind of got a little bit of something for everyone. Right now, today we have a babysitting class that'll finish up, and we have Art and Play Camp going on. That's a partnership with Black Dirt Theater and Spiral Theater Camps. That's been really fun to watch and see, and the kids will have a performance at the end of the week.
How wonderful.
And they'll share that with different community groups. So, and then we have a couple sports camps still available for registration and two art classes available still. So other than that, we'll be winding down.
And then do you take a little bit of a break before school starts then with classes?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a pause, just kind of a natural break, I guess.
Take your breath and let families go school shopping and all that
right.
other stuff.
Right, yep. And then we don't really pick up programming until after everybody's kind of in school, because it's hard
Too
to
busy.
Focus on other things.
No kidding. Jackie, do you have kids of your own? I don't know.
I do. I have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Oh, so you're right in that mix of these summer classes. And so here's a question for you. You mentioned babysitting. Your 10-year-old and at your 8-year-old, do you think they are too young to stay at home by themselves?
Well, yeah.
Don't you think a lot of parents have that question and that concern?
It's all based on maturity. I think my 10-year-old could stay home by himself, but when you throw the 8-year-old in the mix,
it's a lot of responsibility.
She has a little bit different agenda for her day, and it maybe isn't the most responsible agenda when you're home alone. So I think it just different factors play into it. How far away are you? Do they have a phone, access to a phone? You know, what are their hobbies? You know, my 10-year-old's pretty chill. He's okay just kind of hanging out on the couch, you know, playing video games or whatever. But, you know, my 8-year-old, her activities involve glitter, scissors, other things of that nature that maybe aren't best utilized without supervision.
Do you get those kinds of questions a lot, though?
Yeah, sometimes. And it's just, I mean, it's really based on your kids', you know, how responsible are they?
But summer puts a new stress, I think, on parents with what to do with kids, especially if they're used to being in school. And I know community education really came through this year and had an awful lot of opportunities to help kids stay engaged.
Yeah, we had a good variety this year. You know, last year was kind of coming back into things, and we did our best. And now this year, I would say we had our full routine schedule out there. We joined Spark.
Yes, tell us about that, please.
So we partnered up with Our Savior's Lutheran Church, Hastings Family Services, Black Dirt Theater was involved in starting it, and the United Way of Hastings. So we kind of had a few meetings to bring that back. That was a new adventure for me. I hadn't been there before with community ed, so that was a previous staff. So we just have a variety of activities for middle school age students, kids entering fifth grade through eighth grade. So far we've had like the library, the police department. We had a couple days of tennis, pickleball. We had our, you know, local pickleball enthusiasts come and teach us how to play pickleball.
And then the kids are fed too, which is beautiful.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Our Saviors loves to feed people, and Amy Schaefer with Hastings Family Services loves to feed people. So we found a way to make that happen. So they just get a lunch and some snacks. When they get to kind of pick their own, build their own lunch bag, I guess, basically. So
great collaboration. Really nice. So
yeah, yeah. Awesome stuff happening there. Black Dirt Theater is going to do a whole week of activities for the kids. We've got a balloon twisting activity for our last day. Rio Grande dog training's coming for a day. All these events are, or all the calendar is on the Community Ed website.
And can you pick and choose days, or do you have to go every day?
Oh, no. You come and choose as you wish. It's from 11:30 to 2 at Our Saviors, and it's pretty relaxed. We just have to have a waiver on file for when you come.
And you have the opportunity to ride a bus there, too, I heard.
Well, there was busing, but we recently made the change. We're actually going to change it to a van transportation because we would have 0 to 5 kids on the bus at the most. And buses are really expensive, like everything else right now. But it was when that day we had no kids riding the bus, was kind of like, oh, we got to look at what we're doing here and what's really the need. And obviously, there isn't a high need for transportation this year like there was in the past. So we're actually going to switch to a district van just to be more economical.
So the district owns it and...
Yep, yeah.
Nice.
So we'll use that. There are a few days I'll be driving the van. There's a few days where I won't be able to drive the van, so we won't have van service that day, but they are still welcome to come and, you know, get a ride from a friend or a neighbor to join us.
Nice. So the Spark program is a big success this year. It's nice to see it come back.
Yeah, yep. And I'm sure it'll only get bigger and better as we move on. So this was just kind of a trial run and see how it went and see what happens. And we've actually had a lot of people that have come to us now and they're like, oh, we want to be a part of that, but our calendar's kind of actually already full. So maybe next year it'll be bigger and better. We'll
Absolutely.
See.
How wonderful. What else is going on, Jackie?
We're kind of sponsoring, I guess I would say, or kind of partnering with a gentleman who's volunteering his time to get a high school bowling team going.
Oh.
Michael approached us and said, did you know that there's a lot of scholarship money available for bowling, and there's a lot of interest in it, and we don't have a team. And there's actually kids here that bowl on a high school team, but they bowl in another neighboring town. And he's like, I think, you know, we have a big interest here if you want to help me out with this and get it going. And he kind of took the reins on it, and he's doing really well. And it's just an exciting new opportunity for kids. So their practices start in August here. And there's more information about that. There's a flyer out on Peach Jar that parents can check out. This is for kids in 7th grade through 12th grade.
And is this a sanctioned high school sport?
It is not. It's a club.
Okay.
So, at the moment. So, but they'll start a little earlier. It's $150 to play for the season, and that covers all your bowling, all your league fees. So, compared to other sports, it's really a relatively low cost sport. And they'll help you with, you know, if you need your own ball and all that stuff too.
And where can we bowl close by? I don't even know.
This team bowls out of Island Extreme Bowl down at Treasure Island.
Okay.
That is their home bowling. Is it an alley? Bowling establishment.
Yeah. When they have these tournaments or whatever, do they play other people from around here? Or?
There's a lot of teams around here, and apparently we're just not one that has a team. So he has young kids himself that bowl, and they already have like a little pocket of scholarship money from doing these tournaments and stuff. So it's a great opportunity for kids.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And how can people get a hold of the person to sign up?
This is Michael Meza, and his email address is mmeza22@hotmail.com.
How fun, Jackie. Well, that's great. I hope that's a big success for people.
Yeah, it's something different to try. And then for your little guys, we actually have little people. We have ECFE babies.
Ooh, those are little.
Anybody under kindergarten, we have ECFE registration that opens up August 1st. And in our summer brochure, we have a listing of all the classes that are available. We have a newer parent educator to our program. Our previous parent educator retired in January, and now we have Jenny Thompson. And she'll partner with Anna Tulugan and host all the ECFE classes. So we're looking forward to that getting started again and hope it continues to grow back after a little time off, a little slow start coming back.
All of those classes at the Tilden Community Center?
Yes. Yep. They're all there. There are a couple classes like the baby connection, new parent connection. That's online just because it's, you know, it's a lot to bring in a new baby into the building. So that is online, but otherwise everything is at Tilden.
And what are some of the classes, please?
We've got baby talk. So that's for babies 0 to 12 months. That's in person.
And what is that really encouraging them just to babble? And
yeah, and just to have parents get together and learn how to support their growth and development for their new baby. And they have a parent educator that leads, Jenny, the parent educator, leads that class. We have some ECFE classes that are specific to ages, like there's a ones and twos class, a threes and fours class, then there's a birth to five class if you have multiple
that's nice.
Kids under five, so you can all go to class together.
And are these meant to be with parents?
Yes, most of these are with parents, and then some of them might have a separating period where the kids stay in the room, play with the toys, and play with, you know, there's other assistants in the room that watch the kids, and then the parents go with the parent educator, so they can have a little me time, have a discussion about parenting, and just connect with other parents. And then we've also got some STEAM classes, science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics classes. And the first, it's like a three-class series. The first one's in October, and that one is themed to science and nature.
And how old are you in those classes, please?
For the STEAM class, it's 3 to 5-year-olds.
Oh, really? Wow, so, that's impressive.
Yeah. Come with a parent and explore different things. So with it being the science of nature, they're looking at like rocks, trees, water, what's around you, and just doing different experiments and things like that. So kind of fun place to go get messy and have fun and do it at somebody else's place.
No
right?
kidding.
And they can clean it up for you.
No kidding. Yeah. And then you mentioned that a lot of your adult programming starts after school starts. What are some of the classes coming up?
So September 12th, I think, is the first one on my calendar that is kind of going. Different things we have going. We've got a lot of different art activities for adults. Some of them are kind of new to since I've been there, so that's kind of fun to see. Like glass mosaics, you can make a lamp or a window, like a window wall hanging.
Beautiful.
Yeah, some customized like glass etching, wine glass etching classes. There's some different youth craft art classes around MEA and winter break coming up. We also have a new instructor that's coming, Randy. He's coming to teach us about outdoor skills, about going outside and how to deal with the weather with your how to treat your body in certain weather conditions.
Is this a winter?
Stuff like that.
Is he talking primarily about winter?
All seasons is what he'll cover, but he said he can't do his class in the summer because all the outdoor people are busy. So he's going to try to catch everybody in the fall before they start their winter activities. So that's kind of fun. I love it when people come and approach me with like a passion and they just want to share it with other people. So, and that's just kind of what happened here. He just is excited about the class and the opportunity to share it with other people. And
about being outdoors?
About being outdoors and just to get a conversation going and have like-minded people together.
That is fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that really how a lot of your classes start, kind of organically like that?
They do, yep. Like we had an electric bike class this spring with Paul at, you know, the Port of Hastings Outfitters, and that was just kind of a, hey, there's a lot of people that like these things. Would you mind joining us and having a class and telling us about the trails and stuff like that, and it was a hit. So just getting people to, can you just come for an hour and share your passion and get people excited about it?
That really is what Community Ed is all about, isn't it?
Right. Yep. Yeah. That's what we're here for. We're here to give somebody like a sample of an activity. You don't have to commit, to a long term or a lot of equipment or anything like that. Just come try it and see what happens.
But yet you have a lot of these opportunities long term if you want to. If you mentioned pickleball, there is a pickleball group, or you maybe can become a lifelong electric biker or something.
Right. Yep, exactly. Yeah.
So tell us more, what is going on as far as the garden in the back, what's blooming now? Your beautiful garden at the Tilden Community Center.
Oh yes, it is amazing. And now Lori just had a few people that donated some new furniture back there in memory of their loved ones, and they have from the by the yard people those really nice like rocking chairs and stuff like that. It's really hard if you take your lunch break out there to go back in. But they just bring it all together. We've got little children's picnic tables out there. We've got the rockers, and it makes you think about the people they're in memory of, and just a table to sit around and gather with, and it's just a very relaxing place. So it's very fun. They have bocce ball there on Wednesday nights. A lot of senior members go there and play bocce ball, or they throw bags around too on Wednesday nights. So they really enjoy the garden.
What else is going on, Jackie?
The National Night Out is on Tuesday, August 2nd. A lot of neighborhoods are doing parties, but if you don't have a neighborhood party happening close to you, you can come down to Lions Park from 5:30 to 7:30. And there will be lots of different community organizations down there with different activities, giveaways, things like that.
Well, how fun. And then school will start when?
School starts back, must be about preschool and ECFE start, I think, September 12th, a week after everybody else starts.
Okay. And do you have any preschool openings?
There are just a few openings. So if you're thinking about it, you'll want to call and get your name in there. If they don't have what you're looking for, ask to be put on the wait list, because people's schedules always change. So.
And what are good contact information, numbers, and emails?
I would just call the front desk, 651-480-7670, and they'll point you in the right direction.
Great to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Jackie Hansey, she is the Enrichment and Recreation Coordinator for Hastings Community Education. And as you just heard, they have lots of things going on all the time. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's alright.